Netanyahu also says every Hamas fighter is doomed.
When we enter Gaza later on in our fighting, we're going to take the full price from those terrorists who carried out those atrocities of Hamas ISIS.
The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says the number of dead now exceeds 6,500 as Israel's bombing campaign continues. The UN's warning that schools and hospitals in Gaza will have to shut because fuel isn't being allowed into the territory. A former police officer who admitted more than 100 sexual offences against children has been jailed for a minimum of 12 years. 24-year-old Lewis Edwards posed as a 14-year-old boy and used fake Snapchat accounts to groom more than 200 girls aged between 10 and 16 before blackmailing them. Assistant Chief Constable Daniel Richards from South Wales Police has defended the decision to employ Edwards.
I understand there will be people asking how Edwards could have joined the police at the same time he was committing these terrible crimes. At the time of him joining South Wales Police, his vetting was clear, and there was nothing to indicate that he was involved in such abhorrent offences against children.
Two Metropolitan Police officers have been found guilty of gross misconduct over the stop and search of two black athletes. Team GB athlete Bianca Williams and her partner, Olympic sprinter Ricardo dos Santos, complained to the police watchdog after the incident in West London in July 2020. Tory MP Peter Bone's been suspended from the House of Commons for 6 weeks. He's been accused of bullying and sexual misconduct by a former member of staff, which he denies. Jack Grealish is back in the starting 11 for Champions League holders Manchester City this evening. They're just kicking off against Young Boys in Switzerland. Newcastle are playing German giants Borussia Dortmund, and Celtic taking on Atletico Madrid. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gober.
This is Phoenix FM.
Good evening.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
kicking off tonight's show. The 6 weeks till Halloween special, that was The Eels and The Sound of Fear. You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM Community Radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Orient Hour crew for the last hour. They're back at 7pm next Wednesday. For the next 2 hours, you've got me, Nick Field, and another round of curveballs tonight. It's 6 days till Halloween, and it's kind of like, I'm not even sure if people are in the Halloween spirit yet. So I've done a few very... I think what I'm going to end up doing, in all honesty, is I'm just going to end up saying a bunch of song titles in a slightly sinister voice. So, yeah, you've been warned. Okay. But besides that, I will have the one totally unscary part of the show will be when you can hear my recent chat with good buddy of the show, Nick Cody. He'll be chatting all about a new covers EP that he has done with a few friends of his, and we'll be hearing a couple of tracks from it. It'll be like a couple of old ghosts of songs past returning. Yes, all the tenuous links are with you tonight, and yes, we'll be hearing about that. We'll also have a gig guide. We'll have a round of chills down your spine with Nick, as we do just before on the show before Halloween. And plenty of other great music besides that. Today is a rather reflective day for me because it was a year ago today that I set off for the very first time, as Howling Bells will put right now, to LA.
Child, take hold. It's another lonely Monday. I
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
I handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. Look at me, look at me, hands in the air like it's good to be alive. And I'm a famous rapper even when the paths are all crooked-y. I can show you how to do-si-do, I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, and I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem, I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friend saw a platypus, me and my friend made a comic book. And guess how long it took, I can do anything that I want. Cause look, I can keep rhythm with no metronome, no metronome, no metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone, on the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me, look at me, just called to say that it's good to be alive. In such a small world, I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store, I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics, I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run a business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers, me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system, I can do anything with no resistance. Cause I can lead a nation with a microphone, with a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule, of a molecule, of a molecule. My reach is global, my tower secure, my cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, I'll let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission, I have it all under my command. Because I can guide a missile by satellite, by satellite, by satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope, through a telescope, through a telescope. And I can end the planet in a holocaust, 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 in a holocaust.
I ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars.
Two tracks here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. A year ago, I went to Los Angeles for my half-term holiday. I spent a large chunk of it being like, ooh, the Hollywood sign's over there. And I met up with a few of my actor friends over there, which was absolutely fantastic. And, well, first off, I played you Howling Bells and a track called To LA, just because. And the track that you just heard was The Flobots and Handlebars. I heard that song in a... I think it was in a gift shop or something like that. And it was the first time I'd heard it in ages, and it kind of became a bit of a theme for the holiday. You know, it summed up how I felt. You know, like I was out there trying new things, and yeah. So I went back and looked it up. I think it was from about 2008 or so originally, but yeah, it was good looking, good hearing it again, and playing it tonight as a bit of nostalgia for us all. If you want to get in contact with Curveballs tonight, if you have a track for, I've just realised what I've said and realised that makes no sense at all. If you have a song that you would like to recommend us on the show, or if you have a song that you want to recommend us, if you have a gig coming up that you are playing, promoting, or just going to, any musical recommendations, any questions about the music that we're playing, any of those, then you can get in touch via all those lovely usual means of ours. Email is radio@phoenixfm.com. You can also get in touch with us via via Facebook, facebook.com/curveballradio. We're on X or Twitter at Phoenix FM, and I am on all the socials as Nick Field Media. I'm trying to find a song while talking, and it's still not quite something I've mastered. But never mind. This track that I have for you next is new from Emma Anderson. It is the sound of Emma Anderson, formerly of Lush and Sing Sing, and that track of hers was entitled The Presence, which is from her brand new album, which is out now, and, well, we'll be hearing a lot more from her very soon. The next track that I have for you is a band that we had in earlier on this year. I'm going to play a couple of bands who were in earlier in the year, and starting off with this band, who I think we actually played this song when they were here, and it's finally coming out as a single, and they're actually going to be joining us in a couple of weeks' time to talk about it as well. Very much looking forward to having them back. This is new from Stern John.
Time for learning. I know that you are churning. dust off the skirting. Whenever you are hurting, try to step forward.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Out of my mind. Mass consumption, popular culture. Here's a story about mass consumption. and never told me in the tag that you are.
Who are you?
It smells like an idiot, smells like a culture.
Mass consumption, a popular culture.
Two tracks in a row from bands who will be joining us in the studio very soon. And as it's like the show before Halloween, part of me thinks that we should like save them in a slightly sinister voice, you know, because it works, sort of. First up, it was Stern John and Vultures. That is coming out as a single very soon, and they're going to be joining us in the studio in a couple of weeks' time to tell us all about it. Looking forward to having them in. And the track you just heard, well, we couldn't have a Halloween show or pre-Halloween show without a bit of Daddy Those Men Scare Me. That track was, of course, from their self-titled album entitled Mass Consumption. And they're going to be joining us in the studio in a few weeks' time as well. And they're going to be bringing some new songs with them, which we're very much looking forward to hearing. The next track that I have for you, we'll have my interview with Nick Cody coming up very soon. But first up, this is brand new from another previous guest on the show. This is new from MP Clark.
I'm
MP Clark here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. We had him in the studio last year as a member of a duo called Those Men. That track is brand new from him, entitled Tease and Play. So earlier on this week, I chatted to good buddy of the show, Nick Cody, a man with about 20 different music projects on at any one time. What we were primarily talking about this time was a collection of 6 or 7 tracks that he and some regular collaborators of his, including Taus, alongside Corwin Zuckley and Harry Orme, have created. It's the first of 3 EPs that they're going to be doing, all of covers of various songs, some you'll know, some you won't, and we'll be hearing what he had to say about that after this track, which kicks off covering these tracks. It's their cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Now here you go again, you say, you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? It's only right that you should play the way you feel it. But listen carefully to that sound of your loneliness, like a heartbeat drives you mad. In the stillness of remembering what you had, what you lost, what you had, what you lost. Thunder only happens when it's raining. They say women, they will come and they will go. When the rain washes, you'll clean, y'all know. Y'all know.
from an EP covering these tracks. That was Nick Cody, Taus, Colin Zeckley and Harry Orme. Nick Cody chatted to us earlier on this week about this particular project, as well as some of the other projects that he's been working on recently. Here is what he had to say.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You are with Kerbals on Phoenix FM, and it delights me to say that back on the show is our good buddy Nick Cody. How are you doing today, Nick?
Hi, Nick. I'm doing very well. It's the torrential rain seems to have calmed, albeit briefly, in Yorkshire. So it's nice, reasonable autumnal day here. And always great to be back on Phoenix FM.
Absolutely. Totally shared, both with the with how the weather looks outside and having you back on the show, good sir. I think we last chatted earlier on this year. So in your terms, that's about, you've done about 30-odd music projects since then, haven't you?
It's not quite 30, but there are a couple of new things that we're doing, including the first of three releases, which for the very first time are all covers of classic songs, which I've never done before. So that is a complete new departure.
Yes. What was it? Because, I mean, you said before that you would never do covers. And to be honest, you don't need to. You have so much material. So what tipped the balance and made you do a covers album?
Well, I had the idea, and I've always been get behind the covers. I'm not music without any original music. There are no cover versions. You know, we don't want Nick does karaoke of whatever. But I had this idea. I was listening to a series of albums by Johnny Cash where he was produced by a guy, American producer called Rick Rubin. And he got Johnny Cash to do some really great covers of classic songs, but totally stripped down. And I thought, you know what? That might be kind of fun to do. And the first one I thought about was the classic Stevie Nicks, most better known on Rumors, Dreams track. And I thought, you know what? I'd like to do that. So it's really just back to vocals, keep the melody, and simple acoustic guitar. And we did it, and to my total amazement, I loved it. And I thought, okay, let's see what else we might do. And it all started from that.
Excellent. Good stuff. And on the album, entitled Covering These Tracks, very good play on words there, you've got your regular collaboration buddy Taus, who we chatted to earlier this year, as well as Colwyn Zeckley on violin and Harry Orme on guitar. So tell us about how you got in touch with those three and got them involved with the album.
Well, Colwyn is actually the partner of Grace, who is under the name Taus. So they were kind of like a package deal. I mean, I'd mostly worked with Grace, and then I got introduced to Colwyn, and I thought, oh my God, the guy is just like the Jeff Beck of violin. I mean, he's just extraordinary. So I started to get him involved, and then quartet, because it's four of us. So he became part of the sound. Harry Orme was recommended to me by one of my bass player in my ensembles, Fergus Quill, as an excellent guitar player. But what I didn't realize was that Harry is also a fantastic arranger, and I started to get Harry to put down the guitar parts, although on Dreams I actually do the guitar part. But everything else, Harry puts them stuff down. And as the old sort of saying goes, why have a dog and bark yourself? As soon as I've got Harry, I go, right, all the new arrangements are going to go to you. I said to him semi-jokingly, you have no idea how much work is in the pipeline for this. But as if that was not enough, Harry's girlfriend, wonderfully named Silke Guy, she is from South Africa, she also is a great illustrator. So she did all the superb artwork for the first mini album and will do for the subsequent two that to follow.
Excellent. It is very good artwork, I have to say. So when it came to choosing the tracks, you've got a cover of a Tom Waits track, as well as Guy Clark, Anna McCarrigle, Jason Isbell, and Lowell George. When did it come to choosing those tracks?
Well, this is part of the fascinating and intriguing process. I've always loved Tom Waits, right from the time when I first saw him on the old Grey Whistle Test doing a track called Small Change. And I remember thinking, what the hell's this? I'm not sure what it is. Is it good? What is it? And I was always intrigued by him.
I think most people watching Tom Waits for the first time would probably think this, but yes, go
just
on.
Go, this is like totally like him. I always loved his track, Come On Up to the House. But I also had the idea of this very tongue-in-cheek track called I Don't Want to Grow Up. And I talked to Harry, who's just a maestro of this sort of musical arrangement. And I said, let's do a medley so it goes from the one into the other. Now, what's interesting about these two tracks is the first one is very slow, sort of gospel-paced. The second one, which I Don't Want to Grow Up, is like super fast. So you're on the roller coaster. As soon as you start singing that, there really is no let up at all, you know. So there's lines in it where it goes, when I see the 5 o'clock news, I don't want to grow up. Comb their hair and shine their shoes, I don't want to grow up. Stay around in my hometown, don't want to put no money down. Don't want to get me big old loan, work them fingers to the bone. Don't want to float a broom, holy hell did I get here so soon, I don't want to grow up. That is literally how you sing it with no spaces. So when you're doing it in the studio, it's like being on the roller coaster, relentless.
Blimey, so, sounds like it.
It is. It's just full on punk sort of attitude. The Anne McGarrigle song, Heart Like a Wheel, is possibly the saddest song ever played or written from the 70s. And I've never heard women sing it. And I thought that would be interesting as a challenge to do. Willin is a Lowell George classic Little Feet track. And that was arranged by my good friend and brilliant guitarist, Martin Simpson. So we used and credited his arrangement. Jason Isbell is for me one of the absolute best singer-songwriters on the planet. Just extraordinary. And the track Speed Trap Town is just an amazing story. And when I got to actually sing it and really watch and look at the lyrics, I thought this is pretty much as good as it gets. So this was a real insight into how other people think and phrase things. And I loved it to the extent that we went from planning one mini album, which is six tracks, where we're going to do two more as well. So there's already a couple of tracks in the pipeline for the next one, and two more will come out next year.
Excellent. Good stuff. Do you know all the songs that you're going to be covering for them?
We're sort of getting there, and it's what's interesting is because I look at the thing, look back and think, okay, what makes for a great song? You know, there's a lot of songs where you go, yeah, it's all right. And then there's a few things where you go, nah, it's not for me. And there are a few things which are just really stand out. And usually that is really good lyrics, great melody, and it's very well edited. So we've got already recorded in the vault, we've got a track by wonderful Steve Earle called Fearless Heart. And probably more known to wider demographic, Nick Cave's Nobody's Baby Now, which amazingly is 29 years old as a track. I've been following Nick Cave for decades, and he remains just an extraordinary artist. Unpredictable, a bit like Tom Waits. You never quite know what you're going to get, but always superb execution. So we've got those two, and then we also have, I'm already working on the moment, a track by Bruce Springsteen called Atlantic City, which is, you think, well, it's a fairly straightforward song, except Bruce has these massively extended lyrical lines which make it really tricky, so you have to really pay attention. So we've got Bruce coming down the wire, and there'll be some other surprises of some very well-known, some lesser-known artists.
Excellent. Sounds like lots in the pipeline to look forward to. Where can people get their hands on the first of them covering these tracks?
Covering these tracks, you will find the easiest thing is to go to nickcody.co.uk. So that's nickcody.co.uk. And then you'll find us on Bandcamp, which is the best preferred way to find us. We're on all sort of other streaming platforms as well, but it's Covering These Tracks by Nick Cody featuring Kaus, Harry Orme, and Corwin Zeckley. But nickcody.co.uk, you will find us. If you go to Green Eyed Records on YouTube, you will also find us on there as well.
Excellent. Good stuff. And, of course, you are not a one musical project at a time kind of guy, Nick. So what else do you currently have on the horizon?
Well, on the horizon is the second, it will be the first proper electric Heartache album. And the will actually be some tracks which were originally played on Phoenix FM. Can't Stop was one of the full electric tracks. Slow Time was another one.
Mm-hmm.
We've finally gone back in, and we're now finishing off that album, which will be probably 10 to 12 tracks. That'll be out in 2024. This is much more electric ensemble, old school sort of, how would you describe it? Electric roots is how I best describe it. Again, terrific musicians playing on that. My percussionist, Rich Ferdy, will be playing on it. There's a whole bunch of other people. And this is much more electric. With the Covering These Tracks Volume 2, that's going to come out in April 2024. And we'll also be doing a showcase in Leeds in April 2024. That's going to be announced back end of the year, beginning of next year. So it's a joy to be working with some really great artists. I couldn't do this purely by myself. And each person brings something very specific and adds a particular dynamic to stuff. So often when I send tracks to Corwin and Grace, a.k.a. Taos, they'll come back with stuff where I go, whoa, that's not quite what I was expecting. Because I let them come up with what they feel works best. And so we end up with this wonderful combination of, because they're from California, West Coast meets West Yorkshire. It's a really nice synthesis of different types of music.
Indeed.
And I'm genuinely very pleased with it. And with the Heartache album, similarly, we have a number of really great musicians, Michael Ross from Nashville on it, and we have local artists as well, all of which bring something really special to the proceedings.
Indeed, and very much looking forward to seeing what both they and you can bring to, well, the next two chapters, and also the Heartache album as well, which I'm personally really looking forward to, because I think it was one of the Heartache tracks, which was the first track of yours that that I ever played on the show, and it just kind of, it's all led to this, so that's an absolute joy to hear.
Well, when you're creating a track, it's similar to doing a piece of work or writing a script. The key thing is the editing of the whole thing. So the question is, does it work as a piece of music? Doing the covering these tracks, covers tracks, the first line is often really important. So on Tom Waits' Come On Up to the House, you go, the first line is, the moon is broken and the sky is cracked. And you think, what? That's, you've got my attention.
Indeed.
The Jason Isbell track, the first line on Speed Trap Town is, it's none of my business, but it breaks my heart. Drop 20 cheap roses in a shopping. You start to listen to the lyrics and the story just draws you in a way you get transported somewhere entirely different. So the difference between something that's okay and something which is, whoa, that's really interesting, is all about the detail, the sensory engagement, and whether this is theater, film, or music, it's all about how well you engage and entertain people. So I'm really pleased with these projects, and I'm very grateful to Phoenix FM and all the other stations that put out great music. So not everything is just sort of like top five and Spotify. We have diversity and range for people to be able to hear.
Absolutely. And we're very proud to be able to provide that here at the station. So we are going to listen to another track from covering these tracks. This is probably going to be a bit of a difficult decision, but what track should we play next?
Oh, that's that is a toughie. But I think as I am wearing my Jason Isbell T-shirt, and I have just talked about Jason Isbell, I think we should go for this track, which I first heard on a sampler. I'd never heard of Jason Isbell. I was driving along. I had this sampler of various tracks, and this track came up, and I nearly had to pull over to the side of the road. I thought, who the hell is this? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do a version of it, but I'm going to have to really do a good job. And this is Jason Isbell, our cover of his track, Speed Trap Town.
Excellent. And it's nickcody.co.uk for all the other info. Nick, thanks so much for chatting to us today.
You are most welcome. Always good to talk to you.
She says it's none of my business, but it breaks my heart. Dropped a dozen cheap roses in my shopping cart. Made it out to the truck without breaking down. Everybody knows you in a speed trap town. Well, it's Friday night, there's a high school game. Sneak a bottle up the bleachers and forget my name. These 5A bastards run a shallow cross. It's a boy's last dream and a man's first loss. And it never did occur to me truly till tonight. There's no one left to ask if I'm all right. I'll sleep until I'm straight enough to drive, then decide if there's anything that can't be left behind. The doctor said Daddy wouldn't make it a year. The holidays are over and he's still here. How long can they keep you in the ICU? Veins through the skin like a faded tattoo. He was a tough state trooper till a decade back, when that girl who wasn't mama caused his heart attack. He didn't care about us when he was walking around, just pulling women over in the speed trap town. But it never did occur to me to leave till tonight, when I realized he'll never be alright. Sign my name, say my last goodbye, then decide. But there's nothing here that can't be left behind. The sun came up,
So I spent a couple of hours in the pickup truck. Drank a cup of coffee by an Indian man, 1,000 miles away from the speed trap town. 1,000 miles away from the speed trap town.
Nick Cody with Taos, Cohen Zeckley and Harry Orme here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was a cover of Jason Isbell's Speed Trap Town. It's from the album Covering These Tracks, which is it features six tracks and is the first of three releases that the quartet are going to be putting out. The other two will be out next year. And yes, amongst many other things that Nick has going on, many thanks to him for chatting to us earlier on this week. Very much looking forward to hearing more. We'll have a look at the next 7 days in gigs very soon. But in the meantime, on stage right now is Alexander Valentine.
Business of good times, they never come easy. I'm paying the price more than I can afford. The bags under my eyes are permanent fixtures. They shadow my face as I trade through the day. Wasn't it a good time?